Blog Talk Radio.
We come to you in your presence as imperfect, simple children who do many foolish things and who are involved in much that is evil and corrupt. We come to you, Father, knowing that your fatherly love is with us through all eternity. Be gracious to us and free us from all the harm and injury we are bound to suffer in this earthly life, Lord. May the grace your kingdom brings on earth finally blot out the sins of all people, Lord, so that as your children that may rejoice because you have helped them, Lord. May your name be praised among all people. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All writing. I'm reducing the shows back down to an hour, so I'm not going to be playing all that music for you. I'm going to play a couple songs, okay, and then go into the sermon, and then play a couple more songs, okay, and do the prophetic word, and we should be done. Amen.
Hallelujah, my weapon is
Well, I hope you like the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the message. It's called Our Forgiveness in Jesus. Offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into his likeness so that we may model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Before we can live a lifestyle of forgiveness, we must discover the depths of forgiveness we have received in Jesus. God's love is the foundation for our love. His forgiveness is the foundation for our own forgiveness. To love greater depths, we must continuously reflect on the nature of our own sin and God's overwhelming mercy. In Luke chapter 7, verses 44 to 47, Jesus reveals an important spiritual principle about forgiveness, sacrifice, and love. A simple woman has just come and ministered to Jesus, cleaning his feet with her own tears and hair and alabaster ointment. Okay, when Simon and a Pharisee saw the incredible act of love, he judged the woman and Jesus in his heart. Knowing Simon's thought, Jesus says to him, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little." So he who is forgiven little loves little. Allow Jesus' words to settle in your heart for a minute. God turns our greatest sins into his greatest triumphs. He takes our greatest transgressions, offers us mercy for them all, and transforms them into a life-giving rivers of love and forgiveness. Until you and I understand the depths to which we were enslaved to sin, we will never love to our greatest potential. Until we understand how vast a chasm it was that separated us from God and compare it to our new position seated with Christ in heavenly places, we will never forgive others to the depth God calls us to. While we were by nature wholly unworthy, God called us out from darkness and brought us into the light. While we were unable to pursue righteousness, God saved us and gave us a new identity as his sons and daughters, made righteous and pure. Before the forgiveness offered you through Christ, you had no access to a true relationship with your Heavenly Father. You had no access to the fruit of the Spirit. You had no way to know and experience the depth of God's love. Your life was rooted in destruction with no way out. Yet God saw fit to forgive every transgression you have ever committed and you will commit. The Father so longed for your restoration to him that he paid the highest price of Jesus' death. So take time today to truly reflect on the depravity to which you once belonged and on the new nature portion depth of relationship available to you by your forgiveness of God. Allow the Lord to forgive and any present failures that are robbing you of the abundant life Jesus died to give you. Allow the Spirit to fill you with compassion and mercy for others, that you might forgive them in response to forgiveness you have received. Meditate on your life before salvation and your life after salvation. Allow God's Word to paint a picture of just how powerful and merciful God's forgiveness is. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. What sin would the Lord have you confess today? Or do you need forgiveness? Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with compassion for others today. Ask him to make you quick to forgive, considering the forgiveness you have been shown. Ask him to help you keep no record of wrong so that you can love others with his love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him. I did not say to you seven times, but 70 times, seven. As Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 22. May Psalm 103, 10 to 14 fill you with love for your Heavenly Father and compassion for others today. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgression from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we were dust. I suggest you read Luke chapter 7. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up and down? Maybe you lack purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Alrighty. Let's play. song here.
I wanna feel the weight of glory.
Okay. Well, I hope you like those songs. They were great. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, realize your position in my eyes. You know how the world looks at you, and you know how those close to you look at you. I want you to realize and adapt your sense of self-referral to how I see you and how I regard you, says God. This is the hour and the moment that I would, that you cast aside the grave clothes of men's opinions that have wrapped you up and held you from this day forward. Never allow yourself to be defined by what others think or feel from a sense of knowledge perspective. The fear of man and opinions of men from this day will no longer hold you, says the Father. I created you as a creature of domination and of dominion. I tasked you as Adam in the garden to subdue the earth that you find yourself and be fruitful beyond all imagining. This is who you are. This is what I call you to do this day as a tender and keeper of the situation you walk around in day by day. When I look at you, says the Father, I look at you as though you were a king, because in fact you are a king and priest called to tread my courts. I have ordained you that you would have dominion and not be one lorded over by anyone or anything. I have given you territory and ordained that in that jurisdiction and prefecture you would enforce the rule of peace of my kingdom. I call you this day to begin the exercise of dominion as though you actually believe it. Whether you feel it in natural or not, I have not called you to natural things but to spiritual realities in the spirit, and I sit enthroned in your heart by faith. So you sit enthroned on the earth as my regent and as my heir. So take authority and put down every insurgency of the enemy against my blessing in your life and the lives around you. Rise up, says God, and take your position. Stand forth in the boldness of one who knows who I am on the inside of you, and you will surely see the shift come that puts you over in life and lands you right in the center of your manifest destiny, says God. Amen. That goes out to those who affects, and you know who you are. Well, we've got 16 minutes left of the show.
For callers.
Okay. If anybody wants to push the one key and call in, push the one key and call in and do so now. If not, forever hold your peace.
Exactly. Yeah, don't complain about no, us not taking callers. We're always going to take callers. Because they just come at the end of the show. But see, y'all want callers and absolutely no. Oh, yeah, here we go. 814.
Yes, that's Doug. How are you doing, my brother Doug?
Hello? All righty, I think
Hello.
It might be a miss. Oh, there you are.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you for a second. How's your evening going, Doug?
Good. Like I said before, I like when Ken's reading his message, and thank you guys, and that's about all I got to say, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Doug.
Yeah, I can't, like, carry the show like, you know, the troll guys do. But, you know, I like to battle them sometimes.
Yeah, we wouldn't expect you to carry the show. It's not your show
no.
to carry. That's like I might have to come in here and help Ken every once in a while.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah. Any other callers?
All right,
well, no other callers.
Have a good night, you guys.
You too, Doug.
You too, Doug.
Be blessed.
Yeah, God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Thank you.
Let's see. Anybody else in the queue? We have absolutely
nobody.
So I guess we're going to go to another song, and we'll see what happens after that. Might be the end of the show for the evening. Maybe we'll take callers if somebody calls.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play a song here.
Every sunrise.
Okay, we got another caller here from 540. Okay, let's take this caller.
Hey, what's up? It's Dirty Syringe. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know if you knew, but tonight, your boy Tony, he had a show. He was talking mad shit.
Tony Gaga had a show tonight?
Yeah, he had an hour. It started at 8 earlier than normal, but yeah, he was going on and on. Apparently, he tried to destroy him, destroy his show. Something to do with some dude named Dewey.
Yeah, well, we don't talk bad about people here. We don't need that to get ratings, okay?
Okay,
yeah, that's what he wants to do, that's up to him, you know? I mean, God bless him, you know?
Hallelujah, amen.
But also, BBF called in. Did Rico ever get his apology from you?
For what?
Well, for trying to ruin the show, apparently he went down there and did some audio play of him doing something quite obscene to your behind there.
Isn't this GRM or is this the Tony, recap show?
This is GRM. Rico, I never met Rico and,
hope never to. How's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Callers, Ken.
That's all good. I just want to know. Tony said he was going to call. I don't know if you got him in your queue. Be a 617.
No, he didn't call.
He's
one of these 111 callers. Let me take some of these callers and see if that's them or not.
All right.
No,
I'd
be in the chat if he was here.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
111, you're on the air.
Kenny. What's up, brother?
What's up, son?
Kenny, I heard some very disturbing audio at the beginning of Tony's show. Please tell me that's not true because I would be devastated. You were getting penetrated by Rico and is this fraud?
Such silliness. We just told you this isn't a recap of the Tony Gaga show. Tony Gaga, Tony Gaga, Tony Gaga.
You're on the air.
I fuck your ass and you know it, you little fucking bitch. So stop lying to people and say I'm not doing fuck to your asshole when you give to me a fucking apology. Okay?
I don't owe you nothing, Rico. Goodbye.
You are a...
Goodbye.
Sad.
Yeah, well, all that craziness. Okay? Oh, well. God bless you all, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Okay, see you back here again on Thursday night. Bye-bye, y'all.